Mike, in the ACC, it's who drew the lucky straw to play Clemson. Virginia, ranked number 9-3, after beating Virginia Tech for the first time in like 15 or 16 years, they get the opportunity to take on defending national champion number 3, Clemson Tigers, tomorrow night on ABC. And listen, Mike, I'll just tell you, I know that Virginia Tech wanted to beat Virginia. Well, I mean, that's a fierce rivalry. But at the same time, this week, you know, I think they're probably thinking, yeah, watching at home this week's a good thing.
Yeah, maybe so. And here's the thing. On paper, it looks like a no-brainer as a handicapper. You've got Virginia, a division champion, getting 4 touchdowns. You know, hey, the value's with the underdog. But when you look closer, we've seen this before. The Tigers won the last 2 ACC title games by 32 and 35, and of course covered both of those games. And here's the thing. Virginia, they're not playing a 12-0 team that's complacent or full of themselves and overconfident. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder.
They are. The committee has done Dabo Swinney the biggest favor of the year in not ranking them number 1 and keeping them number 1 and actually dropping them when they had that close loss to North Carolina. But this is a team that has won 26 straight games, will be 27 or 28 if they win tomorrow night. But again, almost 30 straight games you've won. You're the defending national champion. You know, you've won 2 of the last 3 national champions, and Dabo has played this just perfectly. He has, you know, he is old, poor old Clemson, and here we are, and just no respect. I mean, listen, you couldn't ask for a better scenario for a coach who has a team that whose talent just overwhelms his conference.
Oh, yeah, right when that ranking came out, you and I talked about it and said, what a gift. We knew what he would do with that. Mm-hmm. He's a master motivator. He talks about the Roy bus and, you know, lack of respect. And they just absolutely blow teams out. I mean, I'm talking blow them off the field. And they score. They dominate every quarter. Mm-hmm. And now they're in the month of December. So not only does Virginia get to play Clemson with a chip on their shoulder, Coach, they're unbeatable in the month of December. Of course, those are conference title games and bowl games. They haven't lost a game in December since 2010. They're 10-0 straight up, 9-1 against the spread in December games. Now, I have some questions for you. Here's my thoughts on the game. The Cavaliers, they're coming off their biggest win in a very long time. Maybe the biggest win in 20-plus years, because they ended that 15-year drought against the Hokies. And I'm thinking they may have exhausted all their energy in the Commonwealth Cup.
Listen, the eggs in their basket were all pointing toward Virginia Tech, because that is when you're rebuilding a program, what you're looking at is we've got to get over a hurdle. We've got to get over this hurdle. Go back and even almost 40 years ago to the Auburn team with Bo Jackson. They lost a close one to number 1 Georgia at home, had some opportunities to beat them, couldn't get over the hurdle. The very next week, they go in and they beat Alabama in Legion Field for the first time in 10 years to get over that hurdle. The problem is, when you get over a hurdle in the regular season, you don't have time to recuperate and get back up. If it's the last game of the season, you have a little downtime. You get back on the field. You get all of that out of you. You get ready to go play in your bowl game. But when it is in the regular season and you have to turn around and go play the very next week, oh, it's so tough to get back up. One game that comes to mind with me, go back to 1995 when Northwestern goes into South Bend and they beat a nationally ranked Notre Dame team for the first time in almost 40 years. But then the next week, they lose at home to Miami of Ohio. They got over the hump against Notre Dame, but their gas tank was empty. And I think a great point that you made, I think that Virginia is going to be facing the same thing tomorrow night.
Yeah, I never liked laying 28, but if I had to play the game, I think I would lay it for that very reason. And I feel like, hey, they're just happy to be there and finally to end that 15-year drought.